akira kwa shad bobi all the way from Botswana and hatu ifana koisan. I don't know how to start with that. Eh, is it Dumela?
Yeah.
Dumela.
Yeah. Dum- auntie.
Yeah.
Stick with me, Auntie. Oh. I'll teach you a nice
We learned something new as well. Oh. Mualape.
Mualapo.
Mualapo. Okay. Yeah, Mualapo.
All right. Welcome, welcome in our studio.
Thank you for Lunga having
Radio,
us.
The number one radio station in the land of the braver. Yeah. You are welcome. And a good afternoon once more again.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Okay. Now we are talking about... Okay, no. My co-host is here. I want also to say hi to you.
Yeah.
Nambala Kat.
Yeah.
Say hi to...
Koi-san.
Eh?
Hi.
How are you? How is...
We're doing great.
How is Botswana?
Botswana is...
Botswana's amazing.
It's amazing. Botswana is amazing. You know,
there is one of my friends. He goes by the name of Kalisto. He told me that.
Namibia, but Botswana is amazing. And more amazing is Namibia.
Yeah. Oh, all right. That's wonderful. Yeah, there is a guy, one of my friends in Botswana, in Gaborone. He goes by the name of Kalisto. He told me that he's listening right now to Afternoon Easy Driver. He sent me a voice note. He goes like, let's go.
Dumela, Dumela Namibia, Dumela Vinduk, Sokop, Kalista Subwenyo, all the way from Khabro in Botswana. Tsela Ureze Struma Mwase, Ureze Le, our big group, Kwesen, all the way from Cape City.
That's beautiful.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. Can you please tell us what is who is Koisana?
Koisan is a duo.
Mm-hmm.
Koisan is a to keep it as short as possible. Koisan is a duo.
Mm-hmm.
Founded in Botswana, obviously, under a record label called Rock Lefatsera, because one of the leading labels back at home.
Mm-hmm.
It was founded in 2018. Officially, we've been doing music for about 4 or 5 years now.
5 years now.
Yeah, yeah. So mm-hmm. It was founded in 2018. And since
then... Chance, you are a legend because I think maybe you're an upcoming artist.
we've been here for some time.
Uh-huh.
And as you can see, we're still cruising. We're
mm-hmm.
still cruising, doing our thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Can you please tell us why are you here in Namibia and how long will be here?
We are here to explore Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to learn and exchange culture because Namibians, one thing I've noticed about people in Namibia, they are mm-hmm. so rooted in culture. They believe so much in culture and tradition, and it is something so beautiful for us. And it's quite different. We see this a lot, but having to live through it mm-hmm. and experience it firsthand is beautiful because this is our first time in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're here to collaborate and possibly come, but go back home with beautiful content.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Do you have any specific artist that you want to be your part of your song in future?
We're currently in discussion with Ethnix. We're actually going to record with them.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
Awe. Okay. Okay. For now, how many countries have you been visited? Like what you said, you are in.
How many have
we visited? We visited a couple of countries.
Mm-hmm.
We've done Zimbabwe, Vic Falls.
Okay.
We've actually done that twice.
Mm-hmm.
The reception was amazing the whole time. We've also done South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a couple of things in South Africa, though. We had a whole radio tour as well. That's before COVID mm-hmm. hit. We've also performed at one of the most biggest, should I call it most? Yeah, mm-hmm. one of the most biggest events in Mahikeng. Sold out Mabato, the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Sold out over 9,000 people.
It's like you are in a language because really.
And the most memorable mm-hmm. one is we went to Dubai. That was last year. We went to Dubai mm-hmm. for the mm-hmm. Dubai Expo.
Yeah.
I would like to say history was made because we packed out the same stage that had a lot of very big names and figures that performed there. And that's probably one of the most memorable performances as well. If you could check it out, it's been rampaging the internet since then.
Okay, let's go back to your music. Okay, what story do you share in your music?
Our music is about healing. It's about love.
Mm-hmm.
It's about expressing emotion in every way. You know, we don't limit ourselves to one thing, you know. Mm-hmm. We want to express everything. We want people and our listeners and our supporters to listen to it and say, you know what, there's something about this song.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pin it, or I know what it is, but I am in sync with the song. So we just want to connect with the people through music, because music is a universal language.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to understand Vambo to understand the emotion behind the song, you know. So you don't also have to understand Setswana to understand the emotion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's the goal.
Okay. Loved by the people of Botswana, with no album out yet. When are you dropping your first albums?
It's gonna come. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's gonna come. I think for now we're still focusing, because we have a couple of things that are coming before that. But obviously the album is gonna come. We've been telling our people that for quite a while now. They must be angry right now. Wow, these guys didn't say the same thing. But yeah, it's gonna come. But obviously before that, like I said, we actually have a whole lot more to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Collaborations, like she was mentioning, she did mention with Ethnics. We have some. I don't wanna open the surprise box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Meaning that it's a surprise.
It's
okay,
a surprise.
Then you are here and now in Namibia for a few days. What do you plan on doing here?
Like we mentioned, we want to put together a collaboration with the group Ethnics. Mm-hmm. Yes, and we also want to, I don't know, we want to explore Namibia, see Namibia, and just, you know, take videos, maybe even shoot the music video right here in Namibia, because Namibia is beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. The people in Namibia are beautiful, the sights, the history, everything about Namibia is worth learning, something I won't learn in a book. So I'm grateful, yes.
All right, final mark to Namibia people, especially youth that are struggling to do music and other things, what are the special message that you have for them?
Before that, I'd just like to appreciate the people in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since we crossed the border, it's been love all the way. Like we did mention, this was our first time actually coming here, and the reception has been amazing since. You know, I think this is like day two we've been here.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, it's, you understand.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I just like to thank our supporters, even back at home. They've been keeping up with us for years now. You know, they've been with us from the start. They're still with us now. And even our supporters in Namibia as well. Thank you so much for the unprecedented love. Thank you guys for keeping it real with us. Even through times that we did not have any music out, you know, they still had us in the pocket, yeah.
Thank you very much for visiting us once more again. But before I let you go, can you please maybe say goodbye in your language?
Hey, Tata, what we're gonna say is Ralebogha.
Oh my word!
We're gonna say Ralebogha because, yeah, Namibia is amazing. Namibia is
and,
amazing.
Before that, also, there's something important that I wanna mention. We have a partnership with an NGO back at home called Masiela Trust Fund. It deals with issues that surround orphans, so forth and so on. So we decided to do this way away from monetary gain and stuff, just simply because it's important, even as an artist, to have a societal role, something to give back, not to the community, but to society. It's an entirely different thing. So we want to actually be active in some. We're also going to be doing a lot of road tours, so forth and so on. So we just like to appreciate them for letting us into the bus as we portray and carry the vision along with them.
Thank you very much, it's Tabang and Oratile. Yeah.
Thank you so much.